will say that I have shed innocent blood. What's blood for, if not for shedding?
I just can't take no pleasure in killing. Just some things you gotta do. Don't mean you have to like it.
There is nothing to worry about. You're gonna be just fine. I'm your number one fan.
Let her get away, Mommy.
Welcome to an ultra Friday the 13th special of Horrifying My Friends. I am horror host Trav, and joining me as always is producer Kate.
Hey, hey, hey.
And this is our second full-length commentary on a classic film. We are revisiting Friday the 13th from 1980, the slasher classic. When was the last time you watched this?
Honestly, just a few weeks ago, because we were in a cabin in the woods.
Did we watch the first one?
I think we did.
Or did we watch? Okay. So we watched, yeah. So you guys must have watched some of the first one without me then.
Maybe.
Because I think Brooks and I watched the second one. But yeah, this one's like a, this is like a giallo kind of flavor classic. A lot of inspiration from Mario Bava's Bay of Blood. But so the way that we'll get started, if this is your first episode listening to one of the commentaries, is we'll get it to timestamp zero. That's right after the main menu and stuff. I think we're watching on the Scream Factory edition that just released in the box set. But happy Friday the 13th, and I hope you guys enjoy this commentary. So I'm going to get it to timestamp zero, and then we're going to do a countdown of 3, 2, 1, then play. Kate, do you have anything else before we get started? do we want to hit that light a little bit? All right. And with that, I will say 3, 2, 1, play. And there's that Paramount logo. This is a very quiet movie, just starting it off.
Yeah. When's the first time you saw this ever?
Ooh. So... I think the first time I ever saw this was like a tradition at my place. I think I've mentioned it in a previous episode, but we used to watch, this quite a bit on like Halloween. I'm gonna pause. We used to watch this quite a bit. I just put on my mic. I mean, my, earphones. we just watched this quite a bit at Halloween. Like this was a big, like Ybarra household movie, for some reason. And it was always this one. For some reason, not a lot of the sequels. Now, the origin of this film was, and I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but obviously Halloween had come out. Our previous commentary was Halloween, so this is kind of fitting, but Halloween had come out in 78. And Victor Milley and Sean Cunningham actually modeled this film after that one, like on purpose. Like they were like, that worked. We need to figure out something to do, you know, like that. Like it's really cheap and it made a shit ton of money. So that was deliberate of this movie. And this is kind of where the summer camp slasher begins.
The classic. This is like all of the slashers from this time seem to have open with a scene of like a POV, somebody walking through or somebody being a voyeur.
That was one of the things that we noticed about the Halloween was that how creepy Michael was, and it's like you never really look at it from that that viewpoint, but it's like ugh. Now, one of the things I will notice right off the bat, as you hear, is the Harry Manfredini score that "Mama." So that was he made that, and it's so iconic and it's so cool. Sometimes how these things come about organically. But the way he made that was from a popular line in the film, Killer Mommy, and it was of Killer and Mommy. And he was like, huh, that would be kind of cool together. So he went, Mama.
Oh, yeah. These two are giving each other eyes.
Now, did you ever go camping or anything as a kid? Like, were you guys big campers?
We were not big campers. I wasn't much on the outdoors. I still don't like sleeping outdoors. I'll like go on a hike and stuff, but I don't stay outside with the bugs. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I think, as I think I've mentioned on some other episodes of the podcast, the only like summer camp I ever went to was like a music one, which is, of course, you know, very nerdy of me, geeky, but proud of it. It was, which one did I go to? It was in Michigan, I think.
Michigan. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I always wanted to, I don't know, I think part of me secretly always wanted to be like a Boy Scout or something. But I have a feeling it wouldn't have been like as great as getting like hacked to death at a camp. Or even like as fun as this. Like, I don't know. Maybe it would have been.
Yeah, I don't, I never even knew being a camp counselor is a thing you could do as a teenager or as like a young college kid. That's not like really prolific, I don't think, in the Midwest as much as it is on like the East Coast.
Do you think that's what it is? Like, I bet it is. Yeah.
It's getting to be more like that. The more there's like both parents working, you know, in the household, and they need their kids to go somewhere in the summer.
And it seems like it'd be a useful thing to know, like tying a knot and shit like that. Like all these like life skills.
What'd she say? Is she talking about his dick right now?
Claudette giggles. Ooh.
You never have sex in a slasher.
Much more dramatic chase music. Like, I watched a little bit of this like earlier, like this beginning scene, and I was like, this is where the slasher tropes start to really come in. Freeze frame.
Zoom in. And then the whiteout. Yeah, this is, I see this a lot. You're right.
Those killer title sequences.
Oh, and the shatter. I like kind of like very 80s, the shattering 80s glass.
Are here.
The 80s movies, especially horror movies that you've made me watch, love shattered glass effects.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to see a couple names here, like coming up. So the first one I think we're going to see is Tom Savini. Tom Savini is a big makeup effects guy. For all my makeup effects people, Tom Savini, there he is, special makeup effects. Dawn of the Dead, Martin, Creepshow, Friday the 13th series. Like, this dude is just a legend of the field. The second name, as I mentioned before, was Harry Manfredini. Harry Manfredini did the score to this and created the, like, you know, the sound, the official sound of Friday the 13th, which is as iconic as anything else, really. The whiteout again.
All right, we're waking up in a nice little town, it looks like.
June. Now, this was all shot in Blairstown, New Jersey. But yeah, Blairstown, New Jersey. A lot of this was shot at. And the actual campground that this was shot at it's got like a weird name. Camp Nobisbosco. Camp Nobisbosco in New Jersey, which is actually still operational. I was like, dude, we need to go do a tour of that. That'd be fucking amazing.
All right. We got a backpacker and a cute doggy.
I didn't even notice that dog. I was like looking at those those old-timey gas pumps.
I think you're right. I think I did not watch this one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think we watched the second one.
You guys might have watched it. Brooks might have watched it with. I think Brooks was watching it the other day, as he told me, at your guys' house.
Yeah. Regardless, we've met Annie. Annie, very common name again. It's like these 80s movies.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like a cute little town, woodsy.
I wonder how similar it's still. I bet it's pretty. I mean, those small towns don't change too much over the years, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes they do, but.
Would you ever live in a small town like that?
I don't know. It would be a lot different. Like, I got a lot of friends. Like, for those of us that don't know, we went to Ben Davis High School, which is like a huge fucking school. And one of my friends, Steve Spear, went to like North Decatur, and I think his class was like 100 or like 80 something, maybe even smaller than that. But he was just like, you know, we would talk about like growing up in one of those small towns, and he's like, yeah, like literally everybody knew everybody, and you know, everybody knew what everybody was doing.
No thanks for me.
Yeah, I don't know if I would dig that either.
The second one starts a lot like this one too. To spoil it for anyone, not that it would. Just like the camp counselors coming, you know, making their way to camp, coming through town, asking for directions, and everyone's warning them against it. Like, yeah. Oh, camp blood.
Crazy.
Can't believe it. There's always a crazy, like, old guy that's, like, warning them of exactly what's going to happen. They never listen.
That always spits facts.
Yeah.
What's funny is that. And we'll see this here. I'm sure you
guys. Oh, my God. Did you see that just now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And UC made a comment of, like, he was like, are all these girls up there going to be as pretty as you?
Yeah, and she gets in there with him because she's a fucking bozo. Yeah. No survival instinct.
I love Somebody should be Crazy Ralph for Halloween.
1 year, we should all just go as the old characters that spit truth in these slashers.
Now, what I think is really funny is what's about to happen. He just made fun of Crazy Ralph, like calling him a loony and shit, and he's basically about to do the same thing to her.
He's just going to say it differently. So.
And this is another thing like that would be true of a small town, because when I think of a small town, I think of like these creepy places that they have that like legend goes around, you know, it's like growing up in the town. Like, we even have a few of them, like Gravity Hill and stuff like that, like around Indy. But I don't know, Indy's kind of different. Like, Indy's a big, smallish city, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But yeah, it'd be like a haunted cemetery or something. Yeah. And then, you know, the locals would make up stories to, you know, scare the kids in the area or whatever.
Yeah, create a little tourism.
Oh, for sure, dude. Like, every town has, like, a haunted bar or something.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna go cook for inner city kids at this camp. And he's like, it's jinxed.
She's like, dude, that was, like, 20 years ago. Yeah, and is it a, like, I don't know if it's alarming, but it's like, I'm always thinking about like these types of movies. Like Kate mentioned, when we went camping a couple weeks ago, like all I could think about was like scenes like this, like just driving up to our campsite and stuff.
I mean, to get to where, to our cabin, we were literally like driving through the backwoods of Tennessee.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was so, some of the sites we went past were so creepy.
Oh,
we were literally driving through hollers, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That is not where we like to find ourselves.
Now, is it creepy out there for you? Like, out in the, because I found myself not being, like, creeped out, like not being able to sleep and shit, but, like, okay, we are out here, like, in the middle of nowhere kind of thing.
It certainly gives me anxiety being out in the middle of nowhere, just because it's, like, it's going to take a long time to get anywhere if you need help. It's going to be a long time if you can even get service, which we could not get service out there at all to save our lives. Like, literally, if we needed to, we couldn't have called the cops because there's no landline anymore and the service sucks. So that stressed me out a little bit, but, I mean,
that was one of the thoughts I had.
I don't... typically feel at ease when I'm out in the middle of nowhere.
Like, dude, it would have taken us like 45 minutes to get to the damn hospital. Kevin Bacon.
Hottie, shout out for Rose. That's her dream man. Sorry, Trav. You ain't it. I'm kidding. Listen to this banjo music. Yeah. It's so...
Now, just a little note on the cast. So, as we mentioned, Kevin Bacon makes his... If this wasn't his first movie, this is one of his first movies for sure. Because he is really fucking young in this. But he was not, like... So, one of the most famous people in this was a son of an old crooner. And his name was Harry Crosby.
Oh, Bing Crosby's son? Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that.
So, he plays Bill in this film, I believe.
All right. You have to point him out to me.
I believe he's the dark-haired.
So, if this was Kevin Bacon's debut... Wasn't Johnny Depp's debut in Nightmare on Elm Street too?
I believe, yeah. So that, yeah.
So
that
a was... lot of heartthrobs from that time got their start in horror movies.
So I'm not sure. I think he was in like Animal House before this in like a minor role.
Mm.
But this was like his first like where he's a main character, I believe. Then we got a. This dude has a creepy energy to be a camp counselor, I think. She's one of my favorite girls. That's Adrienne King. Like as soon as they get there. They like showed up ready to party for 2 weeks and then work. And they get there, and this dude's, like, ready to roll. He's got his boots and short shorts on and shit. Now, how do people look at you? Like, if your energy is that, like, mowing the grass nowadays, like, how do people see you?
Oh, if you're that guy shirtless
like
with a bandana.
Like, if that's your move, yeah. If that's your move, like, jean shorts cut off and the handkerchief around the neck.
I can't say I've ever seen anyone like that. We used to have a neighbor though, when back in the day we lived here actually.
Mm-hmm.
When we were younger, one of our neighbors, his name was Carl, and he would mow his grass in like neon yellow, like hot pants, almost not like tight hot pants, you know, like really short athletic shorts, like really short. And he would be shirtless, so he'd have his sneakers and those shorts and be shirtless. So I guess I have experienced a little bit of that. But we always thought it was a little weird. I would say he probably didn't do as many crunches or whatever this guy does. He looks pretty in shape compared to old Carl.
Yeah.
Is that a holster for his knife?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Yeah, I was trying to figure out if it was a knife or like a tool. Yeah, it looks like a little pocket knife holster.
Steve looks upset. Come on.
We're about to get creepy mail number two already in this movie. He has, like, creepy eyes.
I can't tell if she wants to give him more time or if she wants to fucking go. And she's just like, I don't want to deal with his whininess, so let me just give him what he wants. A lot of guys do put pressure on a woman instead of just listening to her and wants and needs.
She looks kind of interested, though.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't exactly totally recoil from his touch, but, I mean, it was borderline.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're doing a lot of updates to this camp and stuff.
I know. When does camp start?
So I would have met. So it said like June 13th, right? Yeah. You would think camp would already be in fucking session. Oh, maybe they start like
a week from now. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I looked it up and you can actually like take tours and shit through here, like the filming locations.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's still operational, so, like, tourists and stuff like that, like, aren't allowed in. So it's, like, all preserved and stuff like that. I was like, damn. An archery range in a slasher movie is never good. So that's Harry Crosby back there with the dark hair.
The one chewing on the grass?
Yeah. I think he's the jokester.
I didn't get a good look at him. He'd be my type.
Ooh, although there is two dark hair. I think it's him, though.
I think it might be that tall one.
It might be. Damn you with the dark hair. So, yeah. Archery range in a slasher movie. You know there's going to be a kill here. Just fast forward later. And a lot of the, like, I mentioned Tom Savini earlier. A lot of these kills were, like, state-of-the-art for the time. Like, Fangoria was starting up at this time, too, and stuff. And, you know, Kevin Bacon's death, spoilers, is iconic. Like, there's just a bunch of iconic deaths in this.
I'd fucking whop his ass.
I know. Dude, I'm like, why? How the fuck would somebody mess around? Like, I would be pissed the fuck off if one of my friends did that. Like, if Robbie did that to me, I'd be like, dude, are you fucking out of your mind? Like, one little slip and that shit goes through my body.
Yeah.
Like,
and as we've mentioned, they're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
You're right.
Probably with no vehicles since they all seem to be hitchhiking their way to camp.
Oh, Annie.
Annie. You are going to die first, I bet. I'm kidding.
Poor Annie.
She's awfully cute. She seems like a good kid.
She's like, why be scared in a world?
She's like, I'm going to go help inner city kids because yeah. I don't know what it's like to be in danger. Yeah, she's probably lived a very simple, sheltered life if she's doing Annie. All this.
Ooh. That's a little shout out to Heath. Damn, she's fucking
flying.
She or he, no spoilers,
I think
is fucking booking it.
You just spoiled it. I think anybody listening to this has probably seen the movie.
And what I think is funny is like every time that she makes a kill, like it's obvious man hands. Like, yeah. Like they're huge fucking hands.
Man hand gloves. Job. Oh, anything's yeah. possible. I think we better stop. Annie's like the cutest one. I'm surprised they chose to kill her off so quickly.
That is effective, though, too. Because you're like, damn, so this must be the final girl. Like, it's kind of like that Scream psycho bit. A little bit. And I've never noticed that about this until you said that. But yeah, they kind of set up Annie to be like, or at least introduce us. That's the first character that we meet and stuff.
Yeah, you find her to be also like very likable.
Mm-hmm. Do you think all people that drive Jeeps are murderers?
Mm.
I'd like to think so.
Well, for our listeners, that inside joke is aimed at my husband who drives a Jeep. He has potential. He's a Gemini, you know.
Yeah, I can see Brooks and Hodge being like murderers.
Trav always says that about his besties.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Rob, I mean, when you're rocking a mustache, it's like, all right, dude. We get it. What is a loon?
A loon is a bird. Oh, okay. Type of bird.
I was like, what the fuck? Now, how did she get hurt?
Jumping out. She fell on her leg.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's fair. See, I like to think the adrenaline would, like, be carrying you. Like, she would be hauling ass, I think.
Well, if she's hurt bad enough, maybe not.
That's fair. She looks like somebody I know. Yeah, that was pretty dope. The white
and she's going to take a long time to bleed out because he didn't get a good swipe at that neck.
So, for the true crime list, is it true that, like, because I've always, like, listened, look at Kevin Bacon. Look at that speed. What is that, a Speedo?
That is very small.
That is skimpy.
What were you about to say?
So true crime fans and shit, like, I've often heard, like, slitting somebody's throat, like if their head is forward or the head is back, like, would it make a difference? Or
I think it matters if you hit the carotid artery, right. You know, like, that will bleed out really fast. I watched a documentary about a woman, this poor woman, I forget what it's called, I'll try to remember to put it in the comments or something for anyone interested, but she was brutally raped, like, all kinds of bad things, and they gutted her and almost decapitated her. Like, she, like, had to hold her head on. She somehow survived.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's wild. I'll have to send you a text with that one, but yeah, the human body, like, if you're... You can get really lucky.
Holy shit. Yeah, and, like, the reason that came up is because that last kill, they grabbed the head and then, like held it back to slit the throat. Of course, that's, like, a big thing in horror movies, obviously.
Whoa. Whoa, Kevin Bacon. That was a flop. How many people does it take to rescue Ted or Ned or whatever he is? The only smart one right there grabbed the life saver.
And maybe it's just because, like, we're in our 30s now, like, RIP. But if someone was fucking around like that, like, can you imagine if we went to that cabin, like, when you guys were all going off the slide and stuff? Could you imagine if, like, Rob went down there and, like, stayed underwater, like, purposely for, like, a minute?
And pretended.
And freaked everybody out? Yeah. Like, everyone's sober now and, like, scared and shit.
Yeah, that's a young man's game to fuck around like that. Because, I mean, it's the classic boy who cried wolf situation. He's going to call for help next time and they're going to be like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, just Ned again.
Yeah. They're going to be like, quit goofing. Wow. But yeah, I feel like even, like, all the boys going out somewhere, if somebody did that, we'd be like, dude, you are a fucking psycho.
Yeah, I don't... My friends and I weren't even like that. Maybe we were just old souls or something. When we were younger, we didn't play jokes on each other quite like that. It's a little cruel.
Yeah, it's like acting like you're dead. That's not really.
Yeah. She's screaming like Zach when that snake got in his garage. My big burly brother-in-law. There's a snake in his garage. He's not scared of anything. And my sister was texting. She was like, you guys, I've genuinely never seen Zach like this. He just went white when he came in to tell me that there was a snake in the garage. It was, to be fair, a very big snake. And I don't know if it was poisonous or not.
Really? When was this?
He had quite the battle with it. Just took video of it. I'll have to share it with you. But yeah.
He should have called Don Ybarra.
What would Don Ybarra recommend they do? Machetes and shovels? Oh, is that what he would do?
So we grew up going to Texas a lot and stuff. So as everyone knows, in Texas, rattlesnakes are like fucking everywhere. And my mom and dad, my brother always talks about, like, they lived in this little house. And my mom and dad had they bought like a little cabin, like, out. Like, in the middle of nowhere is what they tell. You know, I don't know how close it was to stuff. But the boards in the floor were, like, too wide. So, like, snakes and stuff would come up all the time. So, Dad had, like, machetes and stuff, like, in every corner. Like, you know, like, if something came up.
That seemed to have done the job. I mean, this group, they might be dumb, but they are, you know, all for, like...
Oh yeah.
One for all, like, they're musketeers. They go and do everything together, including go after a snake.
Yeah, that rescue is Ned. Crosby. That dude
Yeah,
is
the tall one, the cuter one, I would bet. But, like, did it take that many people to get the snake? You know what I mean?
Oh boy.
Oh my God, Ned is so offensive. Kill Ned.
Yeah, this scene would not make it to 2020. And I guess he is being drunk and shit. He's probably high. goat cheese. Goat cheese.
Oh, I can't wait to use that. Grass, hash, the weed. Typical cop being don't even talk. Yeah. Like, shut up.
Uh-oh. Every little town needs a Crazy Ralph, though, to call a foul when something's going on.
Yeah, Bing Crosby's son is kind of hot.
I want to say I read, too, that this was, like, very, very soon after Bing Crosby died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because this was filmed in, like, 79. It came out in 80. Oh, God. They are like a cool little group, though.
Yeah, and also, who would know that they're doing anything weird? Who's gonna call him?
Right, it's like, dude, we're drinking beer, we're kids. Get out of here. Wow. They're just like, where the fuck's Annie? It would be kind of fun, though, to go, like, to one of these old school cabins.
No, it would not.
Oh! Dude, somebody should so be Crazy Ralph. Doomed.
Israel.
This is a piece of music that I really, really like, too. It's just like a creepy, like I always think about the Harry Manfredini music. Like, this is every time I'm even near a lake. Like, I just think about that shit.
I want to know why Ralph was in the pantry or whatever. Like, why Ralph?
How long was he waiting there for somebody to open the door?
If you wanted to deliver the message that they're doomed, wouldn't you just, like,
right,
go out front or wherever they are and just start yelling, "You're doomed"?
I need to get a bike so I can just ride it around. Riding around telling you'd people they're doomed. You'd look like Devo.
Yep. Well,
I feel like he wouldn't be very hard to find either.
No. Well, he was hiding pretty well. Well, they've been warned.
Now, just to cover, so, should I cover Betsy Palmer right now?
Yeah.
Or should I wait? Okay, so Betsy Palmer was a big get for this movie. Like, she was an established actor that had worked in a good amount of films at this point. So she tells a story all the time about how she was hesitant at first, but she actually needed a new car. So she was like, if I didn't need a new car, I would have never been in Friday the 13th. And now it's like, it's iconic, and she will forever be immortalized as, you know, Pamela Voorhees as the revengeful mother. And that kind of brings in one of the splits in the franchise. So there's like a big lawsuit. We mentioned this in the Brothers Grimm episode as well, between Victor Miller and Sean Cunningham, I believe, is the two parties involved. But Victor Miller was talking about, because he was the writer of this one, and his idea was the vengeful mother, and he explains that Pamela is the mother that he always wanted. Like the mother that, like, oh, you, because of your actions, my son died, and now I'm going to get revenge, and, you know. So it's just interesting. Like, this franchise just has a bunch of lore behind it. And it's crazy to think that Jason isn't even in this one. Like, but he became so iconic.
Wow, Ned.
Wow.
Kevin Bacon stole your girl, man.
Now you about to get killed. You about to get spilled.
Ned, go do something. Why are you? Why is he just?
You know what would be a good costume for you for Halloween is a Pamela Voorhees. You could rock the sweater.
I could do that. I need some man hand gloves.
See, that didn't look like Pamela either. That looked like a straight up dude. I guess she could be like in disguise, but I doubt it. Those fucking loons are calling again. Kevin Bacon does have like a star face, though.
Yeah, he does.
He's one of my favorite actors for sure. Like, I hope those rumors, I don't know if those rumors are true or not, but those rumors that he would like to take on Freddy Krueger, I was like, dude. Give me that.
Yeah, he would rock that role, I think.
Because he's going to make a choice about, like, he's going to make a choice and go different than Robert Englund.
Yeah, it's not going to be a bad impression.
Absolutely. Like, if you try to do what Robert Englund did, then you're just going to fail. I wonder how he feels about the series. Like, that's something that I didn't look into. I know Johnny Depp is always very, 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 like, grateful and stuff. He was very grateful to Wes Craven, like, you know, even when he became a huge, huge star. I mean, Kevin Bacon has never been a stranger to genre stuff either. Like, he was in Tremors, for God's sakes.
He's just like, oh, so you're a little cookie.
So let's talk about the styles a little bit that we're seeing in this movie. So a little bit better than Halloween. Am I getting that impression?
Yeah, a little more timeless, okay. Except for like the Speedo maybe and the, like the super short jean shorts, which frankly make a comeback every Indy 500.
And if you have that bulge, if you have the bulge in the body of Kevin Bacon, like I'm wearing that all the time. Like I'm going to the store in that if I'm Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah, other than that, I mean, it's just like comfy clothes you wear out in the woods, like on a hike or when you're camping, just like this. So, like, I have no objections so far to the clothes. I love the higher waisted pants. Like, that's all back in vogue now.
Yeah, it seems like all of this stuff is back, whereas the Halloween stuff was still like a little old. Like, I don't know.
Well, I don't think a lot of dudes are like tucking in their button downs into their jeans, yeah. But like,
that's more like a country look now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some really fashionable guys can get away with it because they like make it all blousey.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what they were going for back in the 80s. All right. These two are about to have sex. So that's put you on the list immediately. I mean, but how nice. Like, what guy in college was lighting candles for any of us? Like, right. They just weren't. I'm assuming they're college age. Maybe they're teenagers. I don't know.
Oh, that is Kevin. I thought that was another guy for some reason. No, I thought that was that dark-haired guy.
No, that's Kevin.
Should be wearing my glasses.
Kevin Bacon. I'm like, so sensual in this scene. Yeah. Of course it's raining.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to mask some sound.
Oh, yeah.
Give a little ambiance.
I think about these scenes every time I go to work early, like, and it's raining.
Oh, I like that Bing Crosby's son's guitar player. Is he going to sing?
He's no Bing.
I'm sure he's not, but...
What do you think it would be like to grow up like the son or daughter of a famous person like that?
To kind of like live in their shadow?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I don't think I would like it.
No, I think it would suck.
I mean, even if I had my own talents and stuff, like, everyone's always going to compare you, you know?
Oh, yeah. You'd almost have to go, like, completely different. Like, he would never be able to be, like, a crooner or something. Unless he was really good on his own, right?
I think there's some kids of famous musicians that are good musicians in their own right. But it's pretty rare, I think, when you can eclipse your parent who's the celebrity.
For sure. What are they going to play? Some good old Monopoly?
Yeah, I mean, this is the before everyone had cable and computers in their hands.
At least the guys are lasting more than 8 seconds.
Yeah.
In this movie. Let's be honest. I mean, the girls are getting a little bit of pleasure before they get killed.
Yeah, it's in like, Halloween, okay. It's like that one guy was in and out in 3 seconds.
Right.
He made it upstairs. Had sex and was gone in under a minute.
Dude, he literally... I don't even know if they got off the stairs. Like, that's how quick they came down. We're seeing some male butt, too.
Oh, little butt crack.
Wow.
Sexy. I'm just surprised I haven't seen any... Oh, well, there it is. I was going to say, I haven't seen any titties. Slashers love to show girls boobs.
Which you could kind of... Ooh.
Ooh, that's messed up. I guess it was dark. They might not have seen him. Wouldn't they have seen a bot, like, no a figure, shit. Though? Even if you didn't know he was dead, wouldn't you have seen something?
Right. Is this a feminist slasher? Do you think?
I don't remember it well enough to say. Why? What do you...
Like, is this a the killers... feminist slasher movie?
Because the killer's a woman? No.
Okay.
Yeah, you can be a misogynist and
there
be a woman.
There hasn't been a lot of, like, gratuity either, though, in this movie. That's what I've noticed. When there are way more in the other ones, for sure.
Gotta pee. Can't get that UTI.
I think about this, like, all the time.
Right, because, like, the whole camp is running off a generator right now, right?
Yeah. And, of course, the generator is, like, always, like, in some, like, crazy basement. I literally think about this, like, all the time. Like, probably more than I should.
Oh, what's about to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to go home, be checking under the bed and shit.
I mean, someone legit could be under my bed.
Dude.
Like, my bed's up high.
Yeah, I made fun of you checking your back seat the other day, but I still do that. I still do that, check under the bed.
Yeah, I think I check my back seat for different reasons than you probably check your back seat.
Yeah, for sure.
You've seen too many horror movies, and I'm just scared of getting murdered. By, you know, any of the number of serial killers who snatch women that way.
What year did fucking Monopoly come out?
Oh my god, I don't know.
Dude, that's killer because those short-nosed Budweisers made a comeback a couple years ago.
I would not have got that. Kevin Bacon, you liar. You said you didn't smoke because it causes
and
cancer.
He's dead.
Sex and smoking and lying? Uh-oh. You gone. Not a good angle for Kevin Bacon, not gonna lie.
I feel like it wouldn't be a good angle for many people, though. Oh, dude. Yeah, and that was a tube that they're blowing blood up through too. But that's like that's fucking iconic, man.
Yeah.
That was like, I mean, that image of him with that through his neck.
The arrow, yeah. Yep.
Was all over Fangoria and stuff. And this is the uncut edition, by the way. I haven't mentioned that before. That, I mean, that's the only way to fucking watch it.
I just realized she had to go all the way to another building to pee. See, I don't do that. Ugh. If there's not a bathroom in the building, I'm not going to an outhouse. I'm not going.
Yeah, could you imagine
that? I'm not taking a walk to go pee. No.
See, there's a bunch of movies like that too where that I think about when I go to like outhouses or like just some bathroom that's like off of a gas station. It's like, "Oh, dude."
Oh, this is the classic bathroom stall scene. Is there any slasher that doesn't have a bathroom stall scene? Like, I feel like this is so cliche these days.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we just watched like H2O and like all these other ones that definitely had one too. For sure.
Well, Scream has them, and yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Our drink of choice tonight is Oliver wine.
Yeah. It's a little sweet. It's a little sweet. But I'll take some more, actually.
For sure.
It's dark as hell in here. Don't spill it on the mics. There you go. Listen to that ASMR. That's good. That's good. Oh, my God.
And so this is a separate building, correct?
Yeah, this is the bathroom's in a separate building.
So did she bring her, is that her robe up there?
Oh, it's like I think it's a jacket because it's raining out. She like held it over her head as she ran.
Well, I mean, at least
and I'm pretty sure she's barefoot in the bathroom too, which is like pretty nasty.
Dude, I'm not one to shame, but it's like with only wearing panties too.
Well, I think everyone knows what they're up to and they know where everybody is.
That's fair.
Right now, so it's like whatever.
Like with Crazy Ralph lurking around, even though I'd be like, yeah, I'm not gonna.
Right. That I think it's pretty trusting of them to be like, oh, he must be gone.
Yeah.
And I think like they're all pretty close with each other. Underwear's not that different from like a bikini, so who cares? I feel bad for her. She's just.
None of the kids in this movie are like really asking for it or anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Well, Ned a little bit.
Yeah, Ned was like, yeah.
For being an asshole. Like, yeah. He kind of deserved it.
She could have just killed Ned, and I think their other kids would have probably been happy. I'm noticing, like, the hair on her. Is that, like, Farrah Fawcett?
No. Farrah Fawcett had, like, shiny.
Damn.
Just stand there and scream. Wait for it. Oh, nice. No, this girl's hair is like probably frizzy to begin with, but it's even more frizzy because they just had sex and stuff. No, Farrah Fawcett's was like shiny and smooth and like feathered out away from her face.
And then that other dude, like the counselor, said that he would be back by like after lunch. It's like, bud, you've been there for like 8 hours.
Right. This is like so typical, because Mad Men has that where the head counselor guy, I don't know what you want to call him, but he goes off the town for a while.
Yeah.
So you have like, so the audience has another suspect. They don't know who it could be. Maybe it's him.
Yeah.
They're all so horny.
Yeah, that is a creepy setting though, man. Like out there raining, the campground, barely any light. Oh, there he is. He's like, well, it's about time to close out this old bill.
Well, and there's the Jeep too.
Oh yeah.
I already love her. Look at those glasses.
Oh yeah.
And the perm. You want to get drowned?
I wonder what Betsy Palmer or Pamela Voorhees was doing there. She's just grabbing a quick bite. They should have showed her like in the back corner or something, like having a cup of Joe. She's like, man, I've killed, you know, two or three kids. I don't know if I can get through the night though.
Yeah, I wonder why I'm just curious.
So Betsy Palmer actually created kind of a little backstory for her character is what I read. They did like an awesome fucking comic of it. Oh, he's driving the fucking Jeep.
Right.
I
think that's meant to throw audiences back then off to think that, oh, he must be the killer because that any gun in the Jeep.
So Betsy Palmer created this backstory where she had Jason, what's it called? Like out of marriage or like out of wedlock or whatever.
Yeah.
So she was incredibly shamed by her like really religious parents or something.
Yeah. For having a bastard.
Right. So she, her like thinking is like morphed into that. This is one of the most iconic lines of the entire series when he gets out of his Jeep here. Wonder what's going on at Tomahawk Lake.
Sounds much more menacing than Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
What's her name? I already forgot.
Yeah, I don't. When she gets killed, maybe it'll pop up. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned Madman. Madman, for sure. Like, if you just look at slashers of a whole, any slasher that you watch, and this was 1980, but any slasher that you watch, like 80 to 84 directly, was influenced by this movie. Like
even, you might say rips off this movie.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. There was a lot of ripoffs. And slasher, you know, it's like the same thing.
Oh, I like that shot. Have you seen those like TikToks and videos of people brushing their teeth in the bathroom, whatever, and there's a shower curtain behind them, and they just randomly will punch through the shower curtain just in case there's someone back there, you know? It's because we're all paranoid. We've all seen too many movies where someone's in the shower, hiding, waiting.
I must say, Pamela Voorhees is very good too. Like she's a lot better, and we talked about it in the Madman episode, but Madman was terrible at being seen and shit. He's not sneaky at all. Pamela's very sneaky.
Well, I feel like most female killers are a little sneakier and a little more cunning, for sure. A little more clever.
Patient, probably.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, she's probably thought two steps ahead most of the time.
Which kind of makes me look at you and Rose fucking...
Women are smarter than men most of the time.
Little side eye.
That's just true. Oh, that's convenient for you.
These cops are probably just getting stoned as hell out here. Just taking weed off kids and beer off kids.
Actually, that Jeep would make it through there, dragging a trailer. Dude. It just broke. The engine apparently is busted. Well, that's nice of that cop. At least they're doing their job. They're like wandering around.
Yeah.
How are they to know there's a bunch of dead bodies? There's a final girl in this one, right?
Oh yeah.
I don't remember which one it is.
And they didn't really.
It's probably the one that he was trying to convince to stay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So but we haven't really spent a lot of time with her.
I'm spoiling this. Sorry, probably should have.
Oh.
We've been talking about panelist characters, so like it's spoiled, guys.
Yeah, the last 30 minutes we've been talking about the killer. But yeah, we haven't really spent a lot of time with her as, like, if you compare that, and again, we're not, like, just comparing this to Halloween, the whole show, but if you compare that, like, with Laurie Strode, like, it's not even anywhere close to the amount of screen time.
Or, like, Scream, like, you're all about following around the final girl.
Like, we don't really know a lot about her. Like, she's just kind of one of the other characters. Like, we're spending more time, you know, just watching them die and shit.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been playing Monopoly.
I don't know if she was actually stripping because she was fully dressed when they all started to disband the game.
Yeah, I think she was like winning. I think she's winning. she was winning. Getting all the money. I wonder what she's reading.
A little dark. Your eyes are going to be strained.
Is that true?
When you read in the dark?
Uh-huh.
I actually don't know. I know my parents always told me,
mm-hmm.
don't read in the dark. But my mom also would make sure I had book lights and whatever I wanted because she was never going to discourage us from reading, you know.
Now, when you would go to bed, were you like a bedtime reader?
I read all the time.
Do you still read?
I would stay up all night if a book, like if I was excited about a book and I really wanted to know what happened, I would stay up all night and then go to school the next day tired as hell. My mom wouldn't stop me, and I'm glad she didn't, because I do love to read. I don't read as much anymore, because when you have a kid as young as I have, like, they take a lot, and you are, any spare moment you have, you kind of want to go to bed early.
Oh, yeah.
And I would fall asleep if I opened a book when I'm as tired as I am these days, but it won't last forever. I'll get back to reading eventually. I could commit more if I had, like, a book club. Why is she?
Just said somebody was calling for help.
She has, like... but she has a rain jacket. She didn't grab it.
Right. I think she just took it off, didn't she? It's like, why did you just take it off?
Well, no, she was in bed already, ready to go to sleep. But you have a jacket right there that you use to come in. Takes 2 seconds to grab a jacket. I think I've said this before, but I really want one of those massive flashlights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how did I make my way out to this archery range? And you know Pamela is a fucking expert marksman. So it's controversial, like, whenever... there's a movie called Terrifier that came out, like, pretty recently, where the slasher uses a pistol, so it's like controversial because they're like, what the fuck? But if someone uses a bow and arrow, isn't that like just as, like, I don't know, you're still shooting somebody with something? I mean, I guess a pistol is a little bit like less style. I don't know.
Yeah, it's less flair, and it's like gonna be, I would say probably 9 times out of 10, wouldn't it be like less suffering because you just take them out right away?
Yeah, bow and arrow would suck.
Yeah.
Now we're spending a little bit more time with our final girl.
I still don't know her name.
What is her name? I keep on calling her Adrienne Keene, just by the actress name.
I love they all have different color, like, ponchos and rain jackets.
Alice. Yeah.
They have, like, red and green and yellow. Cute. I don't get how this haircut, which was pretty popular in the 80s for women.
Like the
No, I don't mind short, but it's just this kind of cut in particular. I don't know how it got to be so popular and so cute, like, because it's just not cute. No offense if you have that haircut now, but
I think it looks honestly good on her, though. Like, I think it...
Arguable.
Is it the bangs that get you?
It's...
Bangs aren't so, like... Are bangs out?
No. Bangs can be cute. Short can be cute. It's just the so much bulk at the bottom, you know? Not that anyone listening cares about my thoughts on haircuts.
They probably do.
Oh, fuck. See, Pamela is sneaky. She was like, I want to incite fear at this point. I'm going to hide this so they find it.
She's a very skilled killer, too. She's used fucking different weapons on every kill, right? I believe.
Uh-huh,
She's used an axe and fucking a bow.
The slice of the neck, was that a knife or a machete? Could have been either. I wasn't paying attention.
That was a knife. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was like a Jim Bowie knife.
They really got their money's worth out of this bathroom set.
I don't know if it's intentional, but have you noticed that they all got like different raincoat jackets?
Dude, I just said colors? That. I literally just said really? That. Yes.
It's like they're like different like little characters or something.
Yeah, it's like you know who's coming in the room based on the color of their jacket. No one has a blue one so far.
Uh-oh. What are they doing here? Going to find the...
Is the generator in the office?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're... Or maybe to...
Phone.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the days where it was only a landline?
Oh, my God.
Or pay phones? I mean, we lived at a time like that, but it was wild to like think...
You cut the landline.
To think about that now. Yeah, today's horror movies, it's always like they just can't get service on their cell phone.
Which is funny because it's like that's legit how you could do these slashes now is like it would be out in the middle of nowhere with no service. Because you legit like remember when we were in Ireland at that one mountain place, like that hotel out there?
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't get anything, like nothing.
Did he almost kiss her?
I think he did kiss her.
I thought she was a old dude with the shorts.
I think it was meant. I don't know. Was that like a?
Was it a gentle little just comforting? I don't know. Is there a full moon on this Friday the 13th?
I don't know. I hope not. We're going to get fucking hacked if there is.
Yeah, this whole year feels like a full moon.
And that's based on some truth, isn't it? Like, full moons make people a little...
Oh, I don't know. I bet our nurses in our family probably see more bullshit at their hospitals.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think like people who are into astrology would probably say that there's something to do with the full moons. Putting people on edge or something. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
He looks like he could be a slasher in that long-ass raincoat.
That iconic sign.
Iconic sign, yeah. Those loons, at it again.
When do those fucking loons go to sleep?
Yeah, no shit.
This is an iconic line coming up.
Oh, is this the one you were talking about before?
Yeah, I thought it was coming up before, but yeah. He was trying to give her a peck, too. She was like, the fuck?
That was the line? What are you doing out here in this mess?
Yeah, what are you doing out in this mess?
So a couple of people, before she kills them, have recognized her. Would they know her? Or yeah, is it just that she's a woman?
She would have been a local, like, of the town, probably.
Mm.
I believe is the... 'cause she actually worked at the camp. Like, way back.
Okay.
I believe, at least. I think that's right. I think she was, like, a cook or something. Setting up those old-timey lanterns.
I can't say I've ever used a lantern like that.
I don't think I have either.
It's all about the LED.
Is this is Bing's son, right? So Bing's son and
Alice
are the only two surviving, I believe, right?
Well, yeah, now that old dude, I keep calling him old dude because I forget his name. He's out.
The kisser.
Mm-hmm. It's like, we can't find any of our friends. We found a bloody axe in a bed. You know, let's split up. And she's like, I'm going to take a nap. Like, your life's in danger.
Yeah,
there is a bloody axe in a bed, and you're taking a fucking nap?
Yeah, it's like, what instance would that have been appropriate?
Yeah, the phones are out. Right. The power's out. I would not feel relaxed.
No. Yeah, you see this quite a bit in horror movies, too, where it's just like the characters can inexplicably find time to go to sleep or, you know, like, relax. And it's like, dude, I can barely relax, like, in my day-to-day.
Yeah, we're two highly anxious overthinkers, so.
Could you imagine if you found a fucking axe?
Oh, my God, I'd be freaking out. I'd be finding the nearest vehicle, and if there wasn't one, I'd gather everyone I could, arm ourselves, and I'd be heading to town. I suppose they could have thought that Ned was just playing a trick on them with that axe, though.
Yeah, Ned'd been dead for a minute, though.
They haven't, for whatever reason, they haven't come across bodies.
Yeah.
So she must be pretty strong. She's dragging them out of places, you know. Or hiding their bodies. Isn't she like an older, like middle-aged lady?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's like in her, she's got to be in her 50s or 60s. She's got to set them all up for the chase, the final chase, so they can all pop out and shit. Oh, I'm sorry, was your sleep interrupted? trying to see some of the products that they got up there.
Oh, I can't see. Gas stove works. By all means, make some tea.
Yeah, there's like no worry whatsoever. This is something I've never like picked up on either.
Oh wait, what's the, is that coffee? Okay.
Oh yeah. Only one spoonful. What are we doing?
Those are pretty little cups. Might not blend so well if it was that small.
Uh-oh.
Fool me once. Shame on Ralph. Fool me twice. Ew, is that powdered milk?
Is it or is it sugar?
Is it sugar? I hope so.
Yeah, that's if it's a powdered lot, milk, that's dude, a that's lot gross. Of
sugar. That's a lot of sugar for that small cup. It's like, welcome to our TED Talk about how not to make coffee. Do you know anyone who makes their coffee with like where it's like mostly just like creamer or milk and sugar and it's actually not coffee at all?
This dude at work does, yeah, for sure. I can't do that, dude.
I've seen some, again, TikToks. I spend too much time on TikTok. But there's these girls that are like sharing their special iced coffee recipes and it's like all like, oh. creamers and sugar.
I have grown to like a good creamer though. I will say that. Like I used to be just espresso. A straight black guy.
I'm an espresso gal, but I can't drink coffee and stuff like that much because I'll be up all night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sensitive. Wait, did you just leave that kettle on an open flame in another building?
Probably.
These cabins look like they would go up in smoke. Oh, there it is. Oh my god, she was brutal to Bill. How much of that do you think was posthumous?
Yeah, and how strong do you have to be to like put that, like hang him up on the door like that?
Yeah, there's some inconsistencies. Unless she's, I mean, some
maybe
women
there's
can,
a rope or something.
Some women can, are very strong. Maybe they could do that, but I don't anticipate she actually is in real life.
She got that mad mom strength.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true, actually. A mom, mm-hmm. if their kid's under a car, they can lift it. They could be 90 pounds and lift a car.
What is this here? What kind of contraption are we putting together here? That'd be funny if it's it like was a like lock. A swing-in door.
It's like a lock, basically. Right?
Yeah. That'd be funny if she just opened it up and it came towards her. That was pretty smart, though.
Well, that knot's also going to come loose. That's not a really tight knot.
That's pretty smart. At least she's pretty resourceful.
I mean, if these
damn, she's
if
really...
these weren't one pane windows, very low, easy to right. just jump right in, then I'd say this is smart. But she's really barricading herself in here. But the windows, Alice.
Yeah, no shit, dude. This is so killer.
I mean, you'd have to be pretty strong to get through that door now. She's jamming yeah, a lot of fair. Shit.
Man, Bill did get fucked up.
Yeah, he definitely got the worst of it. Like I said, like, which thing actually killed him? Maybe she... I mean, he's a young, strapping guy, so she must have really maybe got him and did that after he was dead. Just to make it look scarier. Take out her rage on his dead body.
Oh, yeah.
Never know.
That suspenseful Harry Manfredini music.
Did she just barricade herself in here with the killer?
That'd be funny if she went over there to get her cup of coffee. That would straight up probably be Rose and I, though. We'd probably down the cup of coffee real quick.
Yeah, that would be pretty badass, though. She was just like, let me do my double shot and then fucking get down to business.
Oh, my. See, now how are you going to get out, Alice?
Okay, you saw dead Bill, and it was fight or flight. Right. She sees a second dead body, and now she's freezing?
Right. I was about to say, it's taken her an awful long time to come to terms with this.
You dropped your weapons. You need those.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
See, she's so smart. She's like, I know mm-hmm. they're going to see this. And they're going to be like, Steve.
And she is just fucking great. Like, in these couple minutes that she's in the movie. That sweater is like awesome. That line was killer, man.
Yeah, she has that crazed look in her eye. Look at her. What an actress. Alice, you're getting fucking duped. Inappropriate oh, reaction. Dude. So young, so pretty. Okay, not a good actress. Take it back.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
And when I say not a good actress, I don't mean her, like actual actress. I mean like Jason Voorhees' mom is not a good actress.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely cracking. Yeah, she's cracking for sure.
Killers always always bare their teeth like that. When they smile, it looks like they're baring their teeth in a menacing way. Like their smiles never are actual smiles. I appreciate that in the way people act as when they're playing killers. I don't know if it's something they have chosen or if they just do it naturally.
Yeah, it's like putting on a mask and shit, right? Mm-hmm. All that shit's like really creepy, like the when she's talking as Jason and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Alice?
Yeah, at this point, why aren't you out the door? Yeah,
she's daydreaming. You know something ain't right.
She's getting more and more threatening by the minute. Ooh. And Alice is a pretty good fighter during these parts, fucking for sure.
Cracked her good. They always throw their weapon away. Don't understand that. Never will. Always keep your fucking weapon. Laurie Strode did that too, where she would throw her weapons away.
This is actually like one of the most iconic final fights. That, for sure.
And here's what I'm saying, is this dead body is not going to do anything to you. Jump in there and go.
Yeah, for sure.
This is like a, she's made like a horror obstacle course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she looks pretty strong. Like,
yeah, she for sure has that Kray strength.
Yeah, I bet this movie back in the day really did get people. Don't let her get away, mommy. Don't let her live. That's in our intro music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, all that shit is, like, so creepy. Is there a little bit more... Is this one a little bit more suspenseful than the other ones? To you or no?
No.
Okay.
No. And like, how long did it take any of them to realize they had a shed full of guns? Are they BB guns?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's something that hasn't come up. Like, you would think that they would have at least a few guns there. Like, for sure. For the counselors.
Well, they definitely have something, but that looks like a BB gun.
Because if you're at a campground, like, a gun would almost be like a tool. Like, you would have to have one. Like, you know, like bears or whatever, like mountain lions. Like, you would think that the counselor would have to have one. She's like, don't be fucking around with that gun.
That would be terrifying.
Oh my God, dude. She just throw a ball of yarn at her?
Yeah, Dwayne. Fucking charge her. Knock her down.
I love how she's, like, taking more, like, the other one she just, like, fastly killed and, like, is just saving her for last.
Fastly.
I'd be like, what the hell? Yeah. Quickly. Bigly. Like, I'd be like, I'd be like, what the hell did I do to deserve being the final person that you take out?
Yeah, the one that you, like,
toy with.
Toy with, yeah.
Because she didn't give anybody else, like, time to fight back. Like, she didn't present herself or anything.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just the fact that she's, like, the last one standing, and she's like, she almost wants to, like, enjoy it, because it's almost over.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta let you know my story and shit. You're right, though. So, like, that would be fucking really creepy. Like, there's something to be said about like a big guy out there like hunting you all, which would be obviously creepy.
To me, would be more scary than a mom. Like, I can outrun a mom.
It would be creepy though, being in close quarters with her.
Oh yeah,
because you're like, oh my God, this chick is like unhinged.
Yeah, truly, truly insane.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that, like I mentioned before, that we used to watch this on Halloween, but it's kind of weird that we always used to watch this one and not a Jason one. But there's just something about this one, like my dad and Sharon have always loved.
I mean, it is good. I would say
I like this movie a lot.
Which ones have I seen? I've seen this one, the second one, and the third one.
So where would this one stack up to you?
I like this one the best, I think.
What about slashers in general?
For the drinking game, I love the one with Paul.
Yeah.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah. What about and to like the dog? Madman?
Sorry, what?
Like, what about to like Madman and stuff like that?
Oh, this is way better than Madman.
Okay.
Yeah. Madman was like funny to me.
Yeah, Madman was funny. Yeah, for sure.
And this one has its things where there's so many tropes that, you know, now in 2020 we know them to be tropes, but it doesn't make it like laughable.
Yeah.
Not that much to me.
Yeah, there's a reason that this one was a big hit. Like, this would have been really, really fun. Like, if you were in high school in like 80 when this came out, that would have been awesome to go see this.
Mm-hmm. This is making me want to go as Jason Voorhees' mom for Halloween.
Pamela.
Yeah, Pamela. Yeah.
Would you go like full curlers and stuff?
Oh, well, my hair's too long, so I'd wear a wig for sure. But I would. I'd wear the wig and the big chunky sweater and just carry around a fake knife. That would be pretty easy costume.
No, you got to carry around a real knife.
You
got to do it right.
No.
You got to do it right.
This is already, you know, a bogus move.
So like, why would you hide by the door?
Exactly.
Like, that's like primal survival 101.
Yeah, your back is always to the wall.
Yeah, back to the wall, like furthest away from the door. Like, if you have nowhere to go.
Hit her with the frying pan. Ooh, that's a cast iron one, too. There's a Here's Johnny moment right there.
Uh-huh. And this might have been before The Shining.
Conk! I love that sound. I wonder if that's what it really sounds like to knock someone in the head with iron pan.
That would blow.
Hit her again. Don't take any chances. Take her knife away from her. Again, she put the frying pan down. Take your weapons with you, people.
Let's be real. That old woman would be like, have to get airlifted to the hospital if she got hit like that.
Yeah, her bell's rung. She's done. Yeah, she didn't take a damn thing with her. She could have even gone back to the gun shed and gotten a gun and some bullets.
And I love when we do this, when we go and explore more of, Camp Crystal Lake. Like, I love when they're just not in one cabin. Like, it looks like she walked down this, pier, and they're, on a beach or something.
What the fuck is she doing? Why on earth didn't she go to the Jeep, pull her dead friend out of it, and drive away?
She's looking at the water like the water's going to tell her what to do next or something.
Yeah, back not to the water like you should be. No weapon. God, these are frustrating, I will say.
I always laughed at that. She tried to oar her ass. She is like a feisty fucking mom, though. Like, real talk, this is how you want your mom to be. Like, if something were happening to you, and you're like, yeah.
I think most moms would fuck you up if you hurt their kid. Or if you thought they hurt your kid. I think mental illness will really give you some strength.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Machete her ass.
Oh.
That is a sharp machete. Boy.
I like that effect there. And with that, Pamela's story comes to an end.
Yeah, you would be safe then, I think. No matter what monster you're dealing with, if you cut their head off, they should be donezo. I guess except for Reanimator.
Mm-hmm. Well, and her story kind of comes to an end because she kind of lives on in Jason's mind.
Right.
Even this, it's like, why are you getting in that?
You don't have a flashlight.
Yeah, what are you doing out in that boat?
I guess
if anything, that's going to take more time for you to get.
Yeah,
back to
she
fucking...
has. She didn't grab an oar from another one of the canoes. She went out there no oar. I suppose it would be safer than staying on shore if you weren't sure. I don't know why she didn't do that in the first place, like when she didn't know that she was that Pamela was dead. Oh, it looks like it has one oar.
So peaceful. Nothing could ever happen.
I'm sorry, those currents would take you somewhere. Right? She would have like...
Yeah, she'd be
drifted
like...
off onto one of the shores or something. I don't know. Doesn't really matter, does
such
it?
Such a peaceful ending. No jump scare at all.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, wouldn't they think she's the killer?
Ooh,
would they think Pamela Voorhees is the killer?
Yeah, I would think it would be pretty easy to... I bet you could prove pretty easily that Pamela was.
How? Everyone else is dead.
I guess. Pamela probably has a fucking all kinds of kill shit in her car, though.
Yeah, maybe. You're right.
No jump scare at all coming up.
Why are you smiling like that?
And this has never made sense, really, to me, because if you remember, we open up with her in part two, like at the very beginning, when Jason finally gets her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what the hell is this? Like a little sneak peek or something, I don't know. Ah, there we go. That's horror Travis getting his card taken.
Yeah, how long has it been since I saw this?
I know. Hold on, there may be a line coming up to save my card. I wonder how long it's been since nurses have dressed like that.
I wonder if they even dressed that way in the 80s.
Yeah, that's also to say, I wonder if they ever dressed like that. Ah, there's Travis's card. Why is he looking at her like that?
Then he's still there. Setting up second movie.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Tater Sack Jason or Pillowcase Jason, yeah. Whatever you want to call him. Which is like, part two is like pretty good. Like, I really, really dig part two.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
He just looks creepy. With that eye hole and shit. So as we're wrapping up, Katie, what did you think about Friday the 13th, this watch through? Because this is the first time in a while that I've seen it.
Well, I will say, I mean, I have a tendency to talk through movies, but not quite to the extent that the live commentaries allow us to. And mm-hmm. So I find it to be like probably my most enjoyable watch of this movie so far. Because mm-hmm. I don't. Like, I didn't know all the fast, like, little fun facts and stuff that you were dropping, and I think it's always fun to overanalyze and question people's choices.
Oh yeah,
because of course none of us would probably survive one of these movies if we, like, if it was real life.
For sure. And it's always fun to like go back to the beginning of a big franchise like this, like just going back to see where it all started and stuff. And it's like, it's hard, like what you get later on is very, very similar, but very, very different also. It's like they never knew if Jason was going to be, I mean, Jason isn't Jason in this, like, yet, which is crazy.
Wait, isn't there one in space?
Oh, yeah, Jason X, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the series, like, blew up.
I just found that out recently, that there's one in space, and I don't understand that.
That one's really funny. We're going to have to do a commentary for that one. That one's really, really good. I love that one.
Tell us in the comments if you want to hear my reaction, my live reaction through the whole fucking Jason in space.
Oh yeah, there's Jason Goes to Manhattan, Jason Goes to Hell.
Is there a Halloween in space?
No.
Is there a
Hellraiser in space though? I think there's I don't think there's a Leprechaun. Leprechaun in the Hood, I think, is how far he goes. But yeah, I don't think he's made it out to space yet.
Yeah, he doesn't make it out of the hood.
So yeah, that's Friday the 13th, part one. This is for the holiday coming up this week, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, we don't get another one of these until August next year.
Man. Yeah, and these are always like, it's always an awesome Friday when it's a Friday the 13th, because it's like, I just fucking binge like two of these movies like all night and just, you know, just watch people get killed all night. And it's fucking awesome. Usually it's like part four and part five that I'll normally watch. But this has been fun. I want to thank you guys for joining us. Find us on Twitter at HorrifyingMF and Captain Creature, and on Facebook and Instagram at Horrifying My Friends. Like, as always, happy Friday 13th, and thank you for joining us.
Yep. See ya.
Later. Friends.